don't desire a multitude of unprofitable children, neither delight in ungodly sons. If they multiply, don't delight in them unless the fear of Yahuwah is in them. Don't trust in their life. Don't rely on their numbers, for one can be better than 1,000, and to die childless than to have ungodly children. For from one who has understanding, a city will be populated, but a race of wicked men will be made desolate. I have seen many such things with my eyes. My ear has heard mightier things than these. In a congregation of sinners, a fire will be kindled. In a disobedient nation, wrath is kindled. He was not pacified toward the giants of old time, who revolted in their strength. He didn't spare Lot's neighbors, whom he abhorred for their pride. He didn't pity the people of perdition who were taken away in their sins, or in like manner the 600,000 footmen who were gathered together in the hardness of their hearts. Even if there is one stiff-necked person, it is a marvel if he will be unpunished. For mercy and wrath are both with him who is mighty to forgive, and he pours out wrath. As his mercy is great, so is his correction also. He judges a man according to his works. The sinner will not escape with plunder. The perseverance of the godly will not be frustrated. He will make room for every work of mercy. Each man will receive according to his works. Yahuwah hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he should not know him, so that his powerful works might be known to the world. Don't say, I will be hidden from Yahuwah, and who will remember me from on high? I will not be known among so many people, for what is my soul in a boundless creation? Behold, heaven, the heaven of heavens, the deep and the earth will be moved when he visits. The mountains and the foundations of the earth together are shaken with trembling when he looks at them. No heart will think about these things. Who could comprehend his ways? Like a tempest which no man can see, so the majority of his works are hidden. Who will declare his works of righteousness? Who will wait for them? For his covenant is afar off. He who is lacking in understanding thinks about these things. An unwise and erring man thinks foolishly. My son, listen to me, learn knowledge, and heed my words with your heart. I will impart instruction with precision and declare knowledge exactly. In the judgment of Yahuwah are his works from the beginning. From the making of them he determined their boundaries. He arranged his works for all time, and their beginnings to their generations. They aren't hungry or weary, and they don't cease from their works. No one pushes aside his neighbor. They will never disobey his word. After this also Yahuwah looked at the earth and filled it with his blessings. All manner of living things covered its surface, and they return into it.